Hello. I have to start over again. I had about 30 minutes of recorded audio, and I don't really remember what I was talking about. So I just kind of want to start over, and I feel like I may have been all over the place anyways. So welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. I hope you can hear that. I just opened up a Bloom. I have the raspberry lemon. It's so good cold. I don't like them at room temp. But I can't find them colds locally. They're all room temps, so I've been like buying them the day before or in the morning if I know I'm gonna want one, which typically I get like a midday crash, but I shouldn't like be forcing caffeine down my throat every time that I get a little sleepy. I should just listen to my body. But I wanted to record with a Bloom because I feel at my I don't know, spunkiest. I feel like myself again with energy. I don't feel so cringe. Like when I have caffeine, I can be cringe and not be repulsed by myself. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like I'm feeling it. So yeah. Also, as someone who does their own editing, it's so easy to just want to throw everything in the garbage. So this is, I'm just gonna upload this like ASAP. Because this was technically like last week's episode. Right now, when I'm recording, we're at the weekend. And this was supposed to go up like Thursday. But things happened that got in the way. Like, well, Ryan, my husband, was sick. And I had like half an episode. And so I needed to like finish editing and whatever. The week got away from me. Plus, I've been feeling, I don't know, like, I think I'm coming out of it. But I have been like in a weird funky depression. Has anyone else felt this way? Like, I know that there was like an eclipse or something. I'm just wondering if anyone else was like got a really excited high from like spring starting and then all of a sudden had like a dip because that's what I experienced. And it's weird. And also, like, I'm a year postpartum. So, like, I know my hormones aren't the most reliable right now, but. Shocking because I was like so happy, which right now it's rainy and very windy and gloomy, but like in a nice way. I'm actually feeling pretty good about it. But like, yeah, I don't know. I was saying that I think I told my husband this, but it's because it feels still. Everything feels kind of like you're in, you know how they're like, oh, I wish I knew when I was in the good old days. It's kind of what it feels like right now. Like on the days, but we don't particularly do anything exciting. We just kind of like are living. It feels, I don't know, like maybe it's just like a little bit of anxiety if as I'm not doing enough or something, or enjoying enough or happy enough, you know? Like I'm being forced to kind of sit in the still and just be calm. And it's like sometimes if my mind doesn't have anything to worry about, then it doesn't know what to do. And if I try to like actually sit down and relax and read a book or make a Pinterest collage or something, it's like, can we do this? Like, are we allowed to play? This is fun. Like, are we allowed to do this? Or should we be actually like doing something else when things are like kind of done? And then we're like, well, it can't be done because things are never done. There's always something. So maybe it's that, you know? And I've been really taking that as like just a sign that things are working and I need to just, I asked for peace. I got some. And so now it's like, you should actually enjoy it. You know, you asked for this good thing to happen. So let it happen. Let's just jump right into books because I have been dying to talk about a funny story. I keep saying funny people on accident, which I don't. I think funny people's like, is that a horror movie? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. Funny people, or maybe that's a comedy. I think that might be a comedy, or both. Whatever. I keep saying, oh, and then like, I'm also, okay, so Funny Story by Emily Henry. I keep calling it the wrong name. And then I just picked up, it's right here. What is it called? Happy Place by Emily Henry. And I keep saying the wrong, I keep mixing them all up together because they're kind of like similar titles. Had to burp, always had to burp. Anyways, I've been dying to talk about it because I got like disclaimers because I did love it, but I was hesitant because I'm not a romance reader and I get icked out easily. I feel like we all do. It's very easy to get icked out with strictly romance, right? Like in a romanticy, we have war to like keep our minds busy, or other characters, or like dynamics, like political issues. So it doesn't seem as like the romance isn't like front of whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what I'm saying. But when it's actually just about the love story, it's so easy to get icked out because we have our own unique icks in relationships. And like everyone is so unique with like everyone's so unique. Everyone has their own thing that like could, give them the ick. So I remember like growing up, the second that a dude said anything cheesy, I was out of there. Like the second that he maybe it wasn't even like, not that it wasn't like romantic or whatever, or maybe it was sincere, but I just like guess I didn't see a very healthy relationship growing up, and so I was just like repulsed by, and it seemed forced most of the time. And when it wasn't, it just seemed like I was actually not ready for that type of relationship, So, which is good. Like I shouldn't force, it shouldn't be forced on their end, and then I shouldn't force myself to want to be in a relationship that didn't feel right. So, anyways, any little thing that one of these characters does can feel that way. And so I was very hesitant to pick up a romance. I had just, I don't know what it was about First Time Caller, because First Time Caller was kind of like my first, or it was my first like romance. I don't know what it was about that made me want to read it. Hello, this is a podcast. I think it was the radio. Obviously, I had talked about this in the last episode. It was the radio aspect, and like the cover was pink in a cute way. Like, not, I mean, like it's not like the I don't know. I thought it intrigued me. And so I picked it up and I ended up loving it, obviously. I did, like I said, we've already recapped this, but I didn't like the ending. I just felt like I could have had a bigger oomph of something happening. It felt very rushed, and it felt like, and everyone lived happily ever after the end, And that's kind of not what I wanted, but I also understand that there is going to be more, like it's a series. I think that's like one of three or something, and that was the first. And so maybe we'll see more at the next ones. I don't know. We'll see. It was a fun read or a fun listen. I do want the physical because I just want it. I think it's so cute. And I really liked the type of grumpy sunshine he was. Like I felt like Aiden, or MFC, oh my God, FMC, wait, hold on, MMC, Aiden or MMC in First Time Caller, I felt like he was the correct type of grumpy sunshine, where like he just was, he had a good like heart and good personality. He was just a little like grumpy, but he wasn't like a dick, And so I really liked that. Anyways, when I was reading Funny Story, the first reference made it was the okay, so our FMC Daphne is a librarian, a children's librarian. And the first book reference that she had like made that she was going to read to the children is Dragons Love Tacos. And I have those books for my children. I was gifted them and I do not like them. I did not get it. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. Like, when I was, which they're children books, sure, but I feel like they should still follow some kind of storyline. And I love to like have this, kids are filled with creativity. And so I love to like nurture that. And we also like, I was doing, or I do Montessori like at home and stuff, but the older that they've gotten, well, I say that with the 1-year-old, I mean it with my 4-year-old, really. The older that he's gotten, the more like, they get into special characters. Like right now, like the Ninja Turtles were like, he's obsessed. He went through a Bluey phase, which he's still in, but like they go through phases of loving these very specific characters, you know, and so, or animals or whatever. They like get very drawn to like certain things. And it's really fun to feed into that creativity. And so it's like a Montessori steers away from like not folklore, but like some things that are like a little bit more imaginative that are fake because of the kids can't, sorry, children have a hard time understanding like what is fiction. And so I think at the age of 5 is when they start to introduce. I don't really know, but obviously like I'm a Pisces moon. And so I feel a little whimsy and it's like my little, my childhood heart is whimsical. And so I can't help but to like want to show them books with dragons and trolls and giants and et cetera, folklore. I love that. But yeah, I just, whatever. I've just kind of done my own thing when it comes to that because I want to introduce them to that. So but there's like literally the only aspect of this book being a dragon is the fact that like it's spicy food and fire comes out of their mouth. Like, which is, I guess, like, you know, it's, why am I, like, I'm not, I don't understand why I'm critiquing a children's book, but like, it just didn't follow a plot. And I felt like the humor, I am a millennial, okay, I'm 30, but like, the humor was such millennial humor that I just didn't vibe with the book, the children's book. So she brought it up and she was like, you know, hyping the kids up to read a book. And it was that book in Funny Story. And I was like, oh no. And I told Ryan, I was like, is this a red flag? And then later a few more chapters, well, not even a few more chapters, maybe just like a few more pages in, one of the references was to Bridget Jones' Diary, which I haven't seen, but it is very popular when I was younger. And so like, I know that it's kind of a millennial movie. And I was like, shit, like, am I going to feel like cringed out on Daphne? Like, is the humor going to be like a little bit too, not even older. It's just like, kind of, you know what I mean? What's the humor going to be like here? So, or is it going to be too cliche? Because those are cliche things. So I was just like kind of nervous going into that. And I did feel like a lot of, oh, and then with Miles, our MMC working at a winery. And I was just kind of like, okay, we have older library, oh wait, winery. And then the reference to the book that I thought had very cringy humor in it. And so like, I just was a little nervous at first, but I dipped my toe in anyways. And I'm glad I did because I really enjoyed it. So while I was reading it, I was like, this is definitely like so far a 4-star read. The further I got in, I was like, please don't make this 3 stars. Like there's a very like good possibility that you can get to an ending of a book that it's feeling very 4 stars and something happens to where you just like, this is 3 stars, no way. But the opposite happened where I get towards the ice, like the last hour of the book or so, and things start to turn into a 5-star read. And so this was a 5-star read for me. I really enjoyed it. And I don't know. So like, I'm hoping, I have a TBR. I'm a mood reader, but I have a TBR. Otherwise, I felt like I would have maybe even gone into a little bit of a reading slump because I didn't want to let go of this book. And even now, like I'm still missing Miles. Daphne, I liked her. I liked her more than I've liked other like female FMCs. I did really like our FMC in First Time Caller, Lucy, but there was one recently. I think it was in Lights Out. I did the audio version of Lights Out, and our FMC there just kind of like her personality gave me nothing. And so I was a little hesitant. I don't know. I like Daphne. I didn't like her as much as Lucy, but I did like Daphne. I liked her more towards the end of the or to middle towards the end of the book. So I was really excited about this book. I am excited to pick up Happy Place and start reading. Well, I have started already, but I think our MMC is a blondie, and I don't know how I feel about that. So I've been seeing some photos, and I feel like our, and then I'm looking at the cover, and I'm pretty sure that he's a blonde dude. So we'll see how that goes. Not looking forward to that, but it's fine. It's just the hair color. It'll be okay. I also felt like our, one of the characters in Funny Story, her name's Ashley, and she becomes like, part of the friend group. She works in the library with our FMC Daphne. I felt like she was kind of like a very on the nose Black Cat character. I felt like it was a little cliche at first, but again, her character development grew on me, because at first I was like, they mentioned her being short and kind of like sarcastic and rude, and then a single mom with an older kid who's like a teenager, you know what I mean? Like, it was very like cliche. And I, as someone who like has been the grumpy sunshine herself, or the Black Cat girl at work, it just kind of was, and I said I was 5'3". I don't know if I said it on this podcast in the last episode or if I didn't put that out yet, and that was part of the old recording. I'm actually 5'4". So let me give myself that. But I was a little annoyed as someone who is shorter and, you know, has been described as like sarcastic and not difficult to work with, but maybe like snarkier when I was, you know, younger. And so like, it just kind of annoyed me that she would be a Black Cat, but she's also had to be like kind of bitchy. It was just a little cliche. I don't know. Like, but her character development, like I said, she did grow on me, and I enjoyed getting to know her, which has also been said about me. So maybe I'm just like, these are my own triggers, which is like the whole ick thing, right? It's like whatever we get icked out on is like really just like a trigger that it's so personal. So I did end up liking her. A few things in this book did feel a little cliche to me, but the storytelling was so good. It was really good. And I'm not a romance reader. So I'm glad that I have influenced a few of you guys and my buddies to go out and purchase and read this book. I'm very excited to see what you guys think about it and see where we connect. Oh, also, at the end of the book, there's like a debrief, which is also something that felt very, I understand it. I understand, as someone who has written stories herself and like has thought about, you know, I want to be, who knows? Like, life is young, and the older I get, the more life is young. I meant life is short. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I can have a million jobs and a million personalities and a million different hats and try everything once, because it's fun, you know? So like, I don't know. I see myself doing many different type of adventures and going down different avenues. But as someone who's been interested in writing books, I understand that you might, you know, you're excited and you might assume that people would want to discuss them. And so why not have points of discussion? But there are discussion questions at the end of Emily Henry's books. And it feels a little cheesy to me, but again, isn't that like the whole point of a book is to discuss it? Isn't that what I'm doing right now? And like, when you meet, I'm sure as an author, you would want like to talk about certain things that, I mean, this is your work, you know, and you want to talk about like what implemented you to do certain things with characters and like your reasoning behind it or whatever. So like, I'm sure that you would want other people to be as excited as you are to get the book published and as to write it and, you know, and want to talk about the characters. And they obviously have so much more meaning to the author, have so many different lives that they probably lived with her that aren't seen on or read on these pages. But it just was a little cheesy, because I was like, you know, do we really need to discuss like these relationships? And I don't know. It just felt like one of the questions was like asking about our first impression on the characters and like how their which I'm literally discussing that right now. I guess maybe I just got like, I don't know. Why am I triggered? Why am I triggered? You know, because that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Literally talking about the character development, and that's one of the first questions. But maybe it just feels a little like the questions are too staged and not organic, you know? Like it felt a little mom in her 40s book club. And I'm a mom in my 30s talking about books on my podcast that I'm doing while my children are asleep. So just hitting my own triggers here, I guess. But picked up Happy Place. I'm also currently reading Hellbent, which is book two on the Ninth House series. And I believe I think there's a third one that we are expecting, possibly. I think there's a third one. I don't know. I am enjoying it. It's a little spooky, you know, spooky vibes, not like it doesn't scare me. I don't think it's meant to, but it's like spooky vibes. But I'm enjoying it. The weather's really nice for that. So it's nice. Okay. I've been looking forward to picking up Hellbent since I finished Ninth House, but I wanted a little bit of a break because I wanted to like really ruminate in Ninth House and like hang out there for a little bit. And now that I've read a few more books in between that, I'm ready to get back into it. And so I started reading Hellbent. I'm like 20% in right now. And then I have also finished, since last time we spoke, Butcher and Blackbird. Was not expecting to like, I wasn't expecting to like the, I guess this one as much, or the characters as much, but I really did. And it was a fun, fun read. Butcher and Blackbird are two serial killers who have a by chance meeting, and then our MMC, I keep getting our F and M confused, but our MMC falls first, and he sets up this like yearly arrangement to where they're basically on this kind of like hunt for a mutual, they have like a mutual victim that his brother picks out, and then the first one to find out who it is and gets the kill wins the kill point, you know? And so like the story itself like jumps like every year or so, because it's basically just character driven, because we see the characters back together every year, once a year, and then a little bit in between with texting and stuff like that. They live in different locations, and so we don't see a lot of them interacting like throughout the years besides the texting. But the characters on their own are developing, and there's multiple POVs. I enjoyed it. This book made me want piercings in locations that I shouldn't say or couldn't. I shouldn't say. Whatever. I loved this book. Okay. I'm making fun of myself a little bit here because of my awkwardness, but very good read. I also love that our MMC is Irish and has an accent and is a chef, because your girl loves a chef. Also, I don't know. I did my true crime era and I'm like done with that. So I wasn't like sure how I was going to feel about the whole like serial killer aspect. Didn't really focus too much on that, to be honest. Like, I feel like the trigger warnings in the beginning were more spoken about in the beginning as the trigger warnings than they were like throughout the book. So if, yeah. Oh, I will say though, do not listen or read this book while you're eating, because I just got gross, got really gross. And in the audio version, there's a lot of giggling on our dude's part. He's very like golden retriever vibes, and he giggles audibly a lot. And I listen on like 1.7 speed, so it was like a little bit of a chuckle, but it was not as cringy as it sounds. In the beginning, like, she mentioned that he laughed, and then you'd hear him laugh, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then after that, it was just kind of like, you know, a part of the story, and it was fine. But it was just a little like, I was thrown I was thrown aback at first. I don't know why I said it that way. I'm sorry. I guess the bloom is halfway through, so it's halfway in my system. I'm also like still reading Bell Jar. I believe I'm like 60. I have like 20% left, but I don't know what I was fucking thinking. This book is so depressing. Why? I don't know why I was thinking like that I was going to read this book. And you know how I said in the last episode, like I'm going, like maybe it would have influenced me to like be a little braver, maybe, but also like, this is why I believe books like this should be required reading, which you're like, wait, isn't it required reading? Not in Texas. Okay. I'm pretty sure this is a banned book in Texas. And it's just, I feel like it should be required because if I don't know when a good time would have been to pick up this book for me. Maybe like when fate destined, you know, and I just happened to let time choose for me, because I went through so many manic phases growing up that I felt like maybe something as manic and depressive as this is something that I like should have been given instead of like, I'm feeling crazy. Let me read about something that's going to make me feel crazier or, you know, so, or sadder or whatever. Cause sometimes we deal with things in that way, but it could have been a good thing. I don't know. I just don't understand like what I was thinking about it. Cause I go in pretty blind. Obviously I knew about the fig tree reference, but I didn't expect it to be so heavy. I mean, Sylvia Plath, she's a poet and we all know how she passed, and like, it's just so, God, it wrenched me. It's wrenching me. It's gutting me. I'm not even fucking done with it because I keep needing breaks. And it's like nighttime and it's like right next to me in bed and I'm like scared of it. So I've just been going to sleep instead of staying up, which is good for me in a different way. So who knows what I'm saying. Anyways, I think that's where we're at for my TBR and what I have read. I'm probably going to read Leather and Lark because, I don't know, it's like a series where I'm not like, I don't need a break or anything. And I think I can like kind of binge read it. I can binge read it in a weekend. I'm also trying to, I checked out like Maze Runner. I've never read Maze Runner and I've only seen like half of the first movie because my boy was in it. Okay. Stas Stalinsky was in it. I don't know his real name. I have to look that up. Logan. No, it's not Logan Lerman. Ah, but I do. Those are my brunette crush boys. You know what? Niall Horan is a blondie and I am a Niall girl. So, but also like, I just don't think that he fits this character in this book. Happy Place. Anyways, I love my brunettes. And I did put a photo of Logan Lerman with his like shaggy hair, you know, and a little bit of like facial hair, almost said beard. Anyways, as Miles, and a lot of people on like TikTok are like, yes, Logan is Miles. Yes, 100%. I didn't look at the fan cast. I did fan cast someone in Pretty Girls. I don't know if you've read Pretty Girls. It's a Karen Slaughter book. Highly recommend. Love that book. Very long book. Loved it. All of it. And I've watched this show called, oh my God, Teenage Bounty Hunters. Teenage Bounty Hunters. And it's set, I believe, in Atlanta. And so we have our two Southern girls, whatever, their mom, Southern, her, the mom. I like fan casted her as one of the FMCs in Karen Slaughter's, I just said the fucking title. What was it? Pretty Girls. And it got like so many, I feel like I only get notifications when people are like, hell no to that, which if you look on Fancast anyways, it's always 50-50 and people are so like dead set on who they want to play these characters. Anyway, I'm unsure if I'm going to listen to Maze Runner because I got it on Libby and no, it wasn't like no one was waiting on it. So I don't really know if I'm going to, I might, I don't know if I'll get to it. I mean, I have to, I was going to say, I might return it or I might listen to it. And it's only like a 10-hour book, so I might as well just – I go through this thing where like I will run through a series or I pick up – I don't – I just keep picking up series instead of like singular books. standalones, and then I'm reading like six series at once, and I'm in eight different worlds. So it gets confusing. My husband is also, I bought him Red Rising for Christmas, and so he's been wanting to read it because he's been seeing more about it, and so he wants me to read it with him, and that is a whole nother thing. So we'll see. For sure, on our TBR, though, for April, we have Happy Place. I'm going to be finishing Bell Jar. I think I am going to pick up Leather and Lark, Hellbent for sure, and Onyx Storm. I'm also kind of interested in Deep End just because I have access to it right now. So I don't know if, I don't know. It's not dark romance, is it? I don't know. I've never read anything by Allie Hazelwood. I just had to look up her name. Sorry. I've never read anything by Allie Hazelwood, but I do have access to this right now. So I may pick this one up for April. We'll see. But I don't want to read like only romance or only spicy. I want to read, I don't know. This is what I have access to right now. And so this is what I'm going to read. But I am also looking at like is it called The Familiar? I believe it's another Leigh Bardot. Is that how you say her name? Bardugo? I don't know. Leah? How do you say her name? Hold on. I'm going to look this up right now because I'm reading her books. Leigh Bardugo. That's how you say it. Sorry. So I had in mind for this episode to be very like uplifting, and I wanted to be motivational and have some very nice affirmative words to say and give a whole speech on not giving up on yourself and you deserving the entire world, which you do. But my children are awake and we're eating potato chips on the bed right now. And I just wanted to get my thoughts out on Funny Story because so many of my buds have picked up this book. And I'm so excited for you guys to read it. And I had thoughts and I wanted to share them because I can. And so I am doing that. But I guess we'll just schedule, you know, regular programming for next Thursday, and I'll have some motivational, nice, uplifting things to say to you because you deserve it. And I hope that you have a great weekend or had a great weekend. I'll probably put this up immediately because it's no editing, whatever. We're just going to do it. Okay. Thanks for talking. We'll see you back next Thursday. Do you have anything to say? He just put a whole bunch of potato chips in his mouth. All right. Are you grumpy? No. No, you happy? Okay, good. Oh, sorry.